Silverton Audio presents the unabridged recording of Hardcore, written by Tess Oliver, narrated by Lauren Sweet and Marcio Catalano. Chapter 1. Ledger. I couldn't stop thinking about her. She was an angel. A hardcore, bona fide angel, and in her short life, she'd already had a taste of hell. The sun was no more than a flicker on the horizon. A thick, clammy haze covered the restless water. When its colors weren't being muted by the fog, Rockwood Beach was just as I'd pictured it. Ivory sand, deep blue ocean, and green, succulent-covered hillsides. On my last day of incarceration, Officer Rickley, the prison guard who had walked around most days, not just with a stick up his ass, but an entire fucking pitchfork, had shot me a curt nod goodbye and pushed the button for the gate. I stepped out onto an empty sidewalk, no family or friends to meet me. I was alone, with no prospects for a future. But I knew exactly where I was heading. I knew I was going straight to Rockwood Beach. My eyes swept across the sand, and there, in the center of the murky cold mist, was the girl. The air around her was crystal clear, as if a murky fog couldn't get near her. After a week of rising at dawn just to catch a glimpse, I knew her routine. She'd stop to scold Rex, her giant dog, for plunging headlong into the flock of resting seagulls. The lecture would be followed by a lot of apologetic tail wagging and a hearty pat and smile from the girl. The smile alone was worth getting up for at the crack of dawn. I knew that she'd stop halfway to the pier, the place where the sand arched out toward the water, and look for unbroken sand dollars. I knew that eventually her thick, long waves would get in her way, and she'd reach up and tie them back with the hairband she kept on her small wrist. And I knew that no matter how spryly she moved along the wet sand, trying to keep pace with her dog, the heavy, slow sadness would follow her stride. It would show in her stunning face, or in the set of her slim shoulders, or even in the way her feet hit the sand. It was always there, like a heavy, plodding weight, as if the gravity under her feet was pulling just a little harder than normal. We were neighbors, but I hadn't found the courage to introduce myself. I'd never been shy when it came to women, but I wasn't exactly the type of person you wanted showing up unexpectedly at your door. My size, the maze of ink from a tattoo habit that had helped me through the worst of times, and that fresh-out-of-prison aura that had followed me through the metal gates didn't make me the kind of neighbor who...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?